votes. Did we have them on the floor last time? Well, I guess I could sit here and have you, what do you think? Or else I could do it over here. Well, you want to kind of sit in a little circle here. Oh, you're a big boy. Well, do you have some thoughts for prayer before we go to the Lord? I was thinking of Carol Myers. Kind of forgot about it. Wanted to try to connect on Skype again until now. Mike is going to try to. You could just give her a phone call if she's not on or something. Any others, boys, or anyone? All right. Reverend Buck Scala. Yes, Lord Jessica. Okay, especially for Edgar in Guatemala. Edgar has had a bout of seizures this week, one night. Just pray for him. He's doing better now, the way it sounds. Well, let's pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning, for the gift you've given us of a new day. Father, especially as we are gathered with the saints this morning in memory of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for this privilege to have the others of like precious faith to gather with and to encourage us and all together in the most holy faith. Father, we thank you for our brethren. Thank you, Brother Eloy. His mother could be here today with us. We ask for your blessing on the rest of the brethren in Mexico and their trip soon to Guatemala. We ask for protection upon them and pray for Edgar and his health there in Guatemala and his family. Bless them, Lord. We pray for Jorge and his family too. Some of these people we met on this trip, we pray for them, Lord. Think of Lord and Jessica, help them to keep growing in their relationship and in communion with the body of Christ. Father, we thank you. We pray for Carol this morning. Bless her. Now we commit ourselves to you and ask that you give us wisdom and strength. Give us a lesson now from your word, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Psalm 62 in the Septuagint. Psalm 62. Some of you boys forget your Bibles. Looks like it. Got one boy with a Bible. Imagine that. All right. All right. Oh God, my God, I rise early to be with you. My soul thirsts for you. How often my flesh thirsts for you. In a desolate, impassable, and waterless land. It says here at the top that David is in the desert of Judea here. I would think it would have been before he was king. He was in exile. And he's in a desert. And you know, when we're in a desert, in a place of dry, thirsty land, here it says impassable and waterless, desolate. But I believe it made him think of God. His desire for water, his desire for something green, his desire for an oasis, made him think of God and his desire for God. Said, how often my flesh thirsts for you. My soul, my flesh, both of them, soul and body, thirsting for God. You know, when everything's going pretty well, it seems, when we have plenty to eat, that's when we're just tempted to think more of ourselves, and not really have a big desire for the things of the Lord, for meeting with His brethren, maybe, and feasting on His Word, and singing hymns, and so forth. But when we're in need, it helps remind us sometimes. Remind us of our soul's need for God. So in the holy place I appear before you to see your power and your glory. Because your mercy is better than life, my lips shall praise you. You know, we so much long for life. Be able to live and to have health and strength. And we call that life. We like to have, we just like that. We think we need that. And but he says here, David says, my lips shall praise you because your mercy, God's will for us, and his mercy, it's better than life, better than the things we call life. Better than living here. His mercy is greater than that. Thus will I bless you in my life. I will lift up my hands in your name. Verse 6, may my soul be filled as if with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall sing praise to you with lips filled with rejoicing. If I remembered you on my bed, I meditated on you at daybreak. For you are my helper, and in the shelter of your wings I will greatly rejoice. Do we want to get under the wings of the Lord? Have you all ever felt that? Do you just like the Lord to protect you? And want to flee to Him like a little pollito, little chick runs for his mother's protection, the wings of his mother. And a little baby seeking for the protection of his or her mother. And feeding. You know how your little siblings just can't wait to be fed from their mama. They might be happy with you for a little while. Soon they're fussy. You just know that, again, it's faithful mother thereafter. Well, David said he rejoices in the shelter of your wings, God's wings. He will greatly rejoice. My
My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand takes hold of me. But they seek for my soul in vain. They go into the lowest parts of the earth. They shall be given over to the edge of the sword. Talking about they, this is an enemy. Very obviously an enemy. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall be glad in God. All who swear by him shall be praised. For the mouth that speaks unrighteous things is stopped. Let's remember that. That not to get all worked up when the enemy speaks unrighteous things. You know, a mouth, any mouth that speaks unrighteous things will be stopped. I mean, so if it's real temporary that the wicked can do wicked things, why get all worked up about it? Because it's just so temporary. Won't last. And let's remember, boys, for growing up and looking, you see the church, the people of God, you see God's way, and then you see the world. You can choose. You're going to be able to choose. You're going to have to choose, actually, who you're going to go with. And just remember, it's temporary. Completely. A short time that this world can have their life, what they call life, and all their pleasures. Let's be like Moses and choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to endure the pleasures of sin for a season. I think you've got an assignment. Was it for you younger ones here? Was it about preferring others? And were you supposed to ask your fathers how you're doing in the week or something? Was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you have to say, Sylvester? Stand up and tell us. You can come over by me here. Say it toward everyone. There you go.
Six. Anyone who treats others the same way you want them to treat you. This week, I tried to do better in preparing others, and I asked my daddy how I would do. Luke 6:38. Give, and it will shall be given to you. Press down, shake them together, running over will be put into your bosom. The same measure you measure will be measured back into your bosom. James 1:27. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And I try to not be selfish and be kind and serve others every chance I have. This week what I worked at is preparing others and talk to them. This week I tried to do it and I
Well, that's good. Keep on, boys. Keep right on with that. That's so important. In honor, preferring one another. Esteeming somebody else better than me. Better than me. Just keep right on doing that. We might go on a little float trip and so on. Just esteem others through that. I know you get your friends watching, and sometimes when your friends are with you, it's easy to be kind to them.
and maybe cast off your brother a little bit or something. This in honor for referring one another. And you know, next week I'd like you to, this week here, I'd like you to think about it when you, I'm sure you're going to get thirsty sometime this week. It's hot. And I'd just like you, before you take that drink sometime this week, just stop and think about it. Do I need God as much as I need this water, this good drink? Think about that for a little bit. And then thank the Lord for that. And for the water. And just think about that a little. And then try to think of someone in stories that you've heard, any story that you've heard. Think of someone and come prepared to just share it with us. Somebody who's in need of God's help. Whatever it might have been, whether it's thirsty or hungry or just in need of God or protection. And the Lord was good to them. The Lord was good to them. Just tell us something about that, okay? After you've done your thought this week, just stopping before we. I remember my father saying, "I tell you, we're so thirsty these days." He said, "And I come in the house to get a drink of water from the field. And I'm running in maybe to the house to get a drink of water." So let's think how it'd be like with an eternity with the devil in. Thirst, parched lips, and wishing for a drop of water. It's a good thing to think about. The goodness of God in the land of the living, and how we have the privilege to choose to serve you. All right, let's just, I'll get up and go back and have the boys, the bigger boys, get their portion too.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
This week I try not to be so selfish, and I just looked at Genesis 22. And Abraham, or when God told Abraham to go to sacrifice his son, his burnt offering, it's not what he wanted to do, but he did it anyways. And then God, before he did it, an angel from heaven spoke and said, "Do not sell your son." There's a ram that had his horns caught in the bush. And he went and sacrificed it to his son. So.
I decided one way to not be selfish is to clean up after yourself. I thought about Cain when his brother Abel gave his very best. God blessed Abel. Cain kept the best for himself, but still wanted the benefits of giving the best he had. He wouldn't have been selfish, he would have got the blessing too.
Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another.
So we have tried to work out of preferring one another and not being selfish and stuff, and I asked my dad about that. I got a verse Philip had from Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor.
1 Kings 17:12-17. And he said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. Behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, and go, as thou hast said. But make it for thee, therefore thy cake first, and bring it unto me, and make for thee and thy son. For thus the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day of the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
I thought of the events where it talks about Abraham and Lot, how Abraham preferred Lot and let him choose first, and Lot, seeing that the land was better in one direction, he chose that for himself. And he was kind of selfish in that. And then in the end, it was hurting. He hurt himself by choosing the best, because that's where the others, the wicked people, were living in. So he lost his wife and all his family, most of his family, because he chose the best for himself in the beginning.
I thought about it a couple times this week, just throughout the week. You know, I never really thought about it before, just thinking about it. And, you know, something happened, you know, I could have done that better, put somebody else first, or, you know, work a little harder to do my share and help somebody, or whatever. Just kind of interesting. I never really thought about slowing down and think about it. It's just pretty easy to overlook some of those things. It's kind of like how long before somebody said last week, don't just want to be, be what you want to be, or what.